Okay, we're in Parak Vav in Hilchos Yontov, and this is the last parak that'll actually deal exclusively with Yontov. The next two, actually the end of this parak, and then the next parakim after this deal with Chol HaMoed. So what the Rambam has left to deal with in Yontov, just like he did with Shabbos, first thing actually he's going to deal with Yontov is the bulk of this parak will be about Erev Tavshilin, which we haven't seen yet, and we'll discuss that in just a second. And then there's a small section in this parak that deals with what makes the Kedushas Hayom unique, meaning whereas Shabbos, you have idea of Kavod and Oneg, the idea of Simchas Yontov will come into play as well, and that he'll discuss in this parak. Okay, so he says in Halacha Aleph, Yontov Shechal Yos Yerav Shabbos, so Yontov comes out on Friday, in Ofen Mevashen B'Yontov, Mashahu Ochol L'Machar B'Shabbos. So a person is not allowed to cook or bake on Yontov what he's going to eat tomorrow on Shabbos. Why? V'isr zeh medivrei sofrim, kedei shelo yovo levasham yontov l'chol. So the reason why this is a problem, sometimes people don't realize this is the case, the reason why this is a problem to do is that it's an isr d'rabbanan, because we're concerned that if someone did this, they would think that they'll cook from yontov to a weekday. Meaning, let's say yontov is on a Monday, they'll start preparing food from yontov to Tuesday. So in order to prevent that, the halacha was that you couldn't cook on... on Friday to Shabbos if Friday's Yontov. Shekav v'chomer hu l'Shabbos in avasha kol shekin l'chol. Right. The vikach he must have shul me'erav Yontov shiyas samach alav umavasha v'ofa b'Yontov l'Shabbos reza mutter. Now that's important. The language, okay. The language is that if somebody cooks something on Friday, on Thursday. Okay, so remember, Yontov is Friday, and then you have Shabbos. If someone cooks something on Yontov, and he says, I'm going to rely on this thing, I'm going to build off of it, so to speak, on Yontov for Shabbos, then it is mutter to go ahead and cook on Yontov to Shabbos. So that's why it's very important to understand, as you'll see very quickly, Erev Tavshilin isn't about taking a piece of matzah or a challah roll, which actually is a problem if you can use, and an egg, and just putting it, somewhere in your kitchen. The idea of Erev Tavshilin is that you're taking these two cooked foods, and you're saying, I'm going to be cooking off them. They become almost like the seed, so to speak, for future cooking. And that's the concept of Erev Tavshilin, and it's actually a mitzvah. So the Rambam says in Halacha Beis, he says, V'lama nikra shmo Eruv. So why is this called an Eruv? Because it doesn't sound like an Erev Tchum, or Erev Chatzeres, even though there's food involved. So he says, very simple, Shekashem she'erev she'osim b'chatzeres m'avuos erev Shabbos mishum heker k'deish lo yalel daitam sh'mutter lehotzi m'rishos ha'shos b'Shabbos. Right? So we know the whole reason why you have an Erev Chatzeres, midoraisa, you're allowed to carry in a chatzer. We have an Erev midorabanan as a heker. So people realize that you're not allowed to just simply carry from one rishos to another rishos. It's like a reminder. Kach zeh tavshil mishum heker v'zikarim. So the function of this is that a person, it's a reminder to the person. So that people will realize, right, so they won't think that you're allowed to cook on Yontov something that you wouldn't eat on a day. So that initial seed that you're going to use, so to speak, that you're somech on, you're cooking off of, so to speak, its function is to remind you, okay, that to not think that you're allowed to go ahead and cook on Yontov for a day other than Yontov itself. That is the function of Erev Tavshilin. And now comes the specific halachas. So halacha gimel, Erev Tavshilin, shiro ein pachos mikazayis, bein lacha bein alpayim. You'll see some definite differences between Erev Tavshilin and other Erevs, but the first thing he says is that it can't be, the food can't be less than a kazayis, whether it is one portion or many. Vein osin eruv ze lo bapas velo berifos chiyotze behen. Now that's interesting. You cannot make the eruv using bread, nor can you use cereal or things of like that. Ela betavshil, it has to be like a cooked food. Shu parperis, or I could go and basar v'dagu and beitz chiyotze behen. Something that will be served with bread. So you don't make the eruv tavshilin using bread, rather use something that will be served with bread. So I'm not going to get into why today people use bread, but the Rambam clearly holds that you're not allowed to use bread, or you should not use bread for your Eruv. That filo adashim shebashule kadera, okay, even the, even the, what's it called, the lentils that I find in the bottom of a pot, Vafilu sham nunis shal gaba yasakin shechosim vatsli gordo. All right, im yoshbeu kuzayis somech lav mishum eri tavshilin. Even like, let's say I have a big chunk of fat that's on my knife, right? That I cut, let's say something barbecued with. If I have a kuzayis of fat that's left, I can even use that to be somech on be'erev tavshilin, but not pas. So he says in Malacha Dalet. So when we say cooked, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be cooked in the normative halachic way, which means using a liquid medium. It could be something roasted or boiled, or it could be pickled or smoked. Even if I had these small fish, we're washing them in hot water is the consider the cooking of those fish. In all those cases, I'd be allowed to be somech on that food as my eruv tavshilin. Okay. Halacha hey, one second. Vitzarch ye eruv zem matzli ad she yeafe kol shu tzarch lafos vivasha kol shu tzarch lavasha. It's a very interesting chamen kol shu tzarch. It's a very interesting idea. So another way to look at an eruv tavshilin is it's like a battery. Okay, and as long as I'm cooking or baking or heating up water for Yanta, for Shabbos, okay, and I'm making use of the Eruv. Once I finish, okay, once I complete all the cooking I would do for Shabbos, then the Eruv has no purpose anymore. So its accessibility, right, it must be accessible as long as I'm making use of the Eruv. So it's not that the Eruv has to be out on my counter, right, all day. It's more that as long as I'm making use of it, it has to be something that I can access. Vim nochal ha'eruv o'avod o'nisraf kodem shivashol ye'afeh, ha'reza asr lafos levashol l'hachim, elamashu ochav yontem levad. But of course, that's the problem. And this is a very tricky part. If I lose the air of tavshilin, okay, if it gets burnt, whatever happens to it, then I'm not allowed to cook anything for Shabbos on Yontov. I can, of course, cook whatever I want to eat on Yontov itself, because it's Yontov. But I'm no longer allowed to prepare any food for Shabbos. Okay, hislo beisaso or betavshilo v'nechal eruv or avad hareza gomer. However, if I started the process of cooking or baking and then the eruv, let's say, disappeared or got lost, in that situation, I would be allowed to go ahead and finish cooking what I started cooking. Okay, alach avav hameniach eruv betavshilin kadesh yisbok aleim hu va'acherim. Okay, let's say I make an eruv tavshilin and it's not just going to be for me. But it's be for other people. That's an important halacha, as you'll see. Other people can rely on an Erev Tavshilin. You can actually have an Erev Tavshilin for multiple families. If we set it up that way, you have to grant them, so to speak, a portion of it. They have to be an arrangement where they have some part of the Erev Tavshilin, just like it would do by Erev Shabbos. V'kol she'zochah b'Erev Shabbos, zochah b'Tavshilin. The same rules that apply to Erev Shabbos apply to Erev Tavshilin. V'kol she'ena zochah b'osa Erev, ena zochah b'zeh. So whatever rules apply by Erev Shabbos when it comes to being zochah, apply by Erev Tavshilin as well. However, in Alach HaZayin, v'enot tzariach lohodiyah le'elu she'zochah lehem Erev Yontov. So you don't have to let people know before Yanta that you're making an Erev Tavshilin for them if they're participating in it. Rather, what you have to do, though, is they have to know at some point that someone set up the Eruv that they're able to rely on. So they have to have knowledge of this Eruv coming to existence. Even if they didn't find out until Yantav started that the Eruv was set up, that'd be fine. Okay, and it's possible that a person, the mayor of a city, can make an Eruv Tavshilin for everyone in the city. And anyone who's within the tchum, or the machar macheres, and the next day he can send out shlichim through the city and say, kol mishlo iniach eruvi tavshilin, yismoch ali ruvi. So, and you can say, anyone who's not made their own eruv tavshilin is allowed to rely on my eruv. So it's an amazing idea about eruv tavshilin. It just shows you the nature of the chumrah. You can go ahead and create a situation where no one made an eruv, and yet they can still rely on this one person's eruv and be able to cook from Yontav the Shabbos. Okay, lachaches. This is a mitzvah. Okay, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Derabanan, but it's a mitzvah. So therefore, hameniach eruv tavshilin chayiv levarech. So you must make a bracha when you make an eruv tavshilin. Baruchat Hashem kemechalam asher kesham sazvano al mitzvahs eruv. Ve'omer, and then after you make the bracha, you say be'eruv ze yosuli lafos levashlam yontov shemachal shabbos. So what you have to do is you have to actually say out loud, with this eruv, I am now going, I'm now allowed to cook and bake from it, or in other words, from its seed, so to speak, from its starting point, from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Vim zachabol lacherim, omer yosili uleploni lepone. You should say out loud, if it's for other people as well, mention their names. Ola anshe ir kulam lafos levasham Yom Tov leShabbos. So the point is that you should specify in this and declaration that the specific people who are included in this eruv. Halacha test. Now, misha lo hiniach eruv tavshilin velo hinicha lo acherim. So let's say you have somebody who was, he forgot to make an eruv tavshilin and he was left out from others. No one made one for him. Kashem sh'aslo levasho lafos kach kimcho umachalo aser. That's very interesting. Okay, it's an interesting inversion of the issue here, which is that if somebody didn't make an eruv tavshilin and he's not part of anyone else's eruv tavshilin, so not only is it forbidden for him to cook or bake from Yom Tov to Shabbos, but his food substances themselves become aser, okay, to be used on Yom Tov. All right, so I would not be able to come over and borrow his flour to go ahead and make bread on. And not only that, it's also for me, it's also for me who made an Erev Tavshilin to actually cook for that other person who didn't make an Erev Tavshilin themselves, unless the person does some sort of kinyan where, I can own their food. All right. If there's a kinyan made, if there's a transfer of ownership of the food, then there's no problem anymore. But as long as that doesn't exist, I can't sneak him underneath my Eruv Tavshilin umbrella. Vim ratza yitein akrakach lezesh loaniach matana. And then, if I got his food through this kinyan, I can give it back to him as a matana, because it was an actual kinyan that allowed him to make use of it. But that's the key thing. The kinyan here means that in order for me to be able to eat, have cooked food on Shabbos, right, I'd have to give up ownership of my food to that other person. But you can't have it where I feel bad for you. Come and join me on my Eruv. It wouldn't work that way. Halacha Yud. Mishlo aniach Eruv Tavshilin ubashav afalecho bo bayom. The hosir o shazimen orchem v'lo bo. Hareze ochel hamoser lamachar. Now, this is also, whereas halacha test was chumra, here's a kula. Let's say I did make an Eruv Tavshilin. And I went ahead and I made a big lasagna on Yom Tov. And what happened? I had leftover. Or I invited guests over and they never showed up. Then I can eat the leftover, okay, on Shabbos. V'im harim hareza asur l'ochlo. But you can't do it. You can't be tricky in doing this. Meaning, a person can't say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to make this humongous lasagna, right? I'm going to eat it on Shabbos. I'm going to eat it on Yom Tov, knowing full well you're not going to have more than like a bite of it. That wouldn't work, and you wouldn't be able to eat that on Shabbos. However, and this is a very fascinating halacha, avar v'afo bishal Shabbos ain't osur nalav. But if a guy didn't have an Erev Tavshilin, and he went ahead and baked bread for Shabbos, it would not be prohibited for him to eat it. So what's amazing is that if he used trickery, it would be prohibited for him to eat the food that he made. But if he didn't, if he was actually over bemazed on purpose, he'd be permitted to eat it. Why? V'lama hechmiru v'asra ala marim v'lo asra ala mezid. Okay, so why they do this? Why did Chazal, why are they more machmir on someone who did something in a tricky way than someone who violated the prohibition? Shem tatu l'marim, because if we allow the person who acted in a tricky way to do this, nimsu akol marimim, okay? V'shtakeh asham eruv tavshilin. So what's going to happen is, once you open up the door to harama, everyone's going to take advantage of it. I mean, it's almost like a damning statement, a damning indictment of the way people act towards halacha, which is that once you allow people to go ahead and act in a tricky manner, people take advantage of it. It's almost like the idea of loopholes. It's like people try and sniff him out. Aval hamezid eino matzoi. But we don't find people who openly violate Torah halacha b'mezid. Okay, v'im avar hayom lo yavar pamacheres. And if, what it called, and if I went ahead and was over the Isser one time, right? Okay, so a person's not going to do it on a consistent basis. So it's an interesting thing is that the Rambam saying it's the nature of Jews that when it comes to harama, that's something they'll, look out for. But when it comes to Bemezi, that's not like a normal thing. The point the Rambam makes in Lacha Yud. Okay, Lacha Yud Aleph. Shnei yamim tovim shechal lios b'chamishi v'erev Shabbos. Okay, so now we got a problem. Now, let's say I live in Chutz La'aretz, and now it comes out that the first day Yom Tov is Thursday, The second Yontav is Friday, and then obviously Shabbos. Okay. Osei Eruvei Tavshilin Yom Revi Yishu Erev Yontav. So what do? I make my Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday. Okay. Shachach V'doi Niach V'nichal B'rishon U'masna. If I forgot, then what I can do is I can make the Erev Tavshilin on Thursday, which is the first day Yontav, with a Tanai. What's the Tanai? We've seen this before. Ketzad, maniach Eruvei Tavshilin Yom Chamishi. V'omer ima yom yom tov l'machar chol, l'machar yavasho, v'ofel l'shabbos. V'nitzar ha'klom. V'mayom chol l'machar yom tov, be'erv zeh, yosher li lefos v'lavasho, l'machar yom tov l'shabbos. So what's the Tanai? The Tanai is that if today is Yontav and tomorrow is Chol, then this is nothing. If today is Chol and tomorrow is Yontav, then whatever. The point is that it's the Tanai of relying on the day being Sveika the Yoma. So if a person forgot to make the Eruv on Wednesday, he could still make it on Thursday if he had in mind this Tanai. And as a similar example in Alach Yod Beis, Kiyotzeba, Hayu Lefanav Shtei Kakalos Shel Tevel B'Yontav Rishon. Let's say I had two baskets filled with Tevel on the first Yontav. Omer Im Hayom Chol Tiezu Truma. So I could say today is Chol, this is Truma. Alzu V'Im Hayom Kodesh Im B'Dvari Klum. If today is Kodesh. So I could do the same thing when it comes to Truma. I could say on the first day that today is Chol, and therefore this is Truma, and if it's Kodesh, my words don't mean anything. V'Kora Lav Shama Menicha. Ulamachar Basheni, on the second day Yantav, Chosev Omer, Imayam Kodesh, Emedvari Klum, Vemayam Chol, Tiezu, Truma, Azu, Vekar Le Hashem, Umanicha Kader Shakar Le Ambarishon, Umaniach Zesh Shakar Le Hashem Truma, Vokha Sashnia. So basically, what it comes down to is I could do the same thing by two baskets of Tevel. It's a famous piece, if I remember correctly, I think Rav Chaim on this, how exactly this works. But the point is that I can always make a Tanai because of the nature of Sveika the Yoma. Now, the Rambam now comes up with a very, very important qualification in these next couple halachas. Halacha Gimel. B'medvar amurim b'shnei yamim tovim shel galyus. Okay, aval b'shnei yamim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, which as we know is one long day, im shachach v'lo iniach b'yom revi'i. So let's say Rosh Hashanah comes out on Thursday, Friday. Okay, and I forgot to make an erev on Wednesday. Shuv einu maniach. Okay, I'm done. Ela somech alacherim im irvo lov o makne kimcho l'misha irev o ye'asu lefo sovash l'b'shabbos. And I'm stuck. Either the hope is other people made an eruv, included me, or I can give up ownership of my kemach, my food, to someone else, or I just can't cook, right? From from those days to Shabbos. V'chenim shachach v'lo hifrish shuma yom revi shuvin amafrish on Moshe Shabbos. So too, if by Rosh Hashanah, if I wasn't mafrish shuma on Wednesday, I can't be mafrish shuma until Shabbos is over. Okay. Now Lachi Yodal, he continues. Kol dvar me'ilu shamarnu. The Rambam sensed your problem because now he says. So this is all when we were relying on true Kiddush HaChodesh, when the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael, right, said this is Rosh Chodesh, they sent out Shlichin, etc. V'ayu b'nei ha-galyus osus shnei yamim k'dei li'istalek min ha-safek, right? Meaning, in Chutz La'aretz, or I shouldn't even say that, people who lived far enough away from the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael, so they had a true safek. They didn't know if today was Yontav or tomorrow was Yontav. Right, lefishalo hayu yodin yom shekitshubah b'nei Eretz Yisrael, aval hayom shebnei Eretz Yisrael somchen ala cheshbon mekachin lov ein yom tov sheni lehistalek min asafek elam minak bovad. But today, right? Today we don't rely anymore. There's no real sveika di yoma today. Rather, what do we say today? We say today we only keep the second day yontov because it's minak. I mean, just literally translating the Rambam, elha minak bovad. So since it's a minak bovad. And Halacha Tesvavi says, Ulafikach, and this raises up a lot of questions. Ulafikach ani omer, she'ein ba'arev adam u'masta b'zman hazeh, lo eiru tavshilin, v'lo eiru v'chatzeros, v'lo shtufei mavuos, v'eino ma'asir atevel atanai, ela kom arev yom tov levad. So, what the Rambam says is that today, since the second day Yantav is not a sveika d'yama, nor is the first day, rather the first day is definitely Yantav, you cannot use the system of Tanai. So therefore, if a person forgot to make the Eruv, he would treat it as a situation of, what do you call it, of like a regular day Yontav in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, the question comes up, what about that? What's the status of that second day Yontav? In other words, is it there's two actual days of Kedusha? That's a whole separate question how that works. But the point is, the Rambam saying, this whole idea of Tanai does not work because we don't really have Sveika D'Yoma anymore. There's no question about the second day Yontav in Chutz La'aretz. We know Tesvav Nisan, that's the first day Pesach. There is no second day. It's not like in the old days where each day had a true doubt in it. So according to the Rambam, you cannot use the Tanai system anymore. And you can see this rivet over here. He, along among many others, take the Rambam to task for suggesting such a possibility. Okay, Halacha Tes Zayin. Now let's get into what makes Yontov unique. Okay, and as the, just like I said, in Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam waits until the end to get to this point. He does the same thing by Yontov as well. Okay, Kishem Shem Mitzvah L'Chabet Shabbos Ula Anga. So this, just like on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to honor it and to enjoy it. Kach Kol Yomim Tovim. So too by Yontov. Shenemar Likdosh Hashem Mechubad Mechubad. V'chol Yomim Tovim Nemar Behen Mikra Kodesh. Ukvar Bianu Akibir Va'inag B'Hilchos Shabbos. So anything that applies by Kavan and Oneg by Shabbos is going to apply to Yontov as well. V'chein Royal Adam Shlo Yisod Ba'arva Yomim Tovim Minamin Cholamala Kerav Shabbos Shadar V'zeh B'chol Kavod. So too a person should not make a meal, like a meal with bread, on Erev Yontov from Mincha and beyond, just like an Erev Shabbos, because it's covered Yontov. They call Mevazes and Moados Gilu Nitfal of Avodah Zarah. And anyone who treats the Yom Tovim in a disrespectful way, it's as if he's associated with Avodah Zarah. And that comes from the idea that you saw that Yontov has some, I'd say, some leniencies compared to Shabbos. So right now, what that means, okay, according to the Rambam, it's pretty clear the Rambam would hold, as an example, how many meals am I chayv to have on, what it called, on Yontov? Three. Just like I would on Shabbos. Meaning, if you read those last prakim, that last parak there on Shabbos, that details what I do for Kavod Oneg, all the things there apply here as well. Kiddush, making a Kiddush on bread, all those things. Shlosh Sudos. The Rambam's very strict in this type of position. Okay? Halacha Yitzayin, he continues. Now he's going to get into what Simcha is. Shiva Shmei Pesach, Hushmuras Shmei Achag, Im Shai Yom Tovim, Kulam Asurim Behesbe V'tainis. So the 7 days of Pesach and the 8 days of Sukkos, okay, along with other Yom Tovim, it is forbidden to have a eulogy or fast. V'chayv adam lios ben sameach v'tov leiv. So now he's building simcha on top of kavod oneg. He's saying, now is also an obligation that a person needs to be happy. Hu uvanav ishto, uvanei veso, v'chol nilvam alav. Okay? So everyone has to be happy. Him, his kids, his wife, the people who are in his house, and anyone who, what do you call it, depends on him. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha, as we all know. That's an important point. When the idea of simcha in the Torah, okay, is really referring to the korban simcha, which refers to the three korbanos you would bring at Aliyah L'Regel, the korban re'iya, korban chagiga, and the korban simcha. The chiyuv of simcha of Yontov is tied to the idea of korban. Like he says, k'mosh anu mevarim b'hilchos chagiga, yesh b'klal osa simcha. Within this umbrella of or category of simcha itself, there's another idea, which is l'smoach uvanav uvnei veso kol echav echad k'roi lo. All right, so not only is there an idea of being happy in through the korban, but there's also an idea that a person needs to be happy, is obligated to be happy, him and his family, etc. Okay, how? Okay, halach yudches is a famous rabbam, ketzad hakatana nosal hem klaus vegoz umigdanos. So you should, you should get for your kids, sweets and nuts and candies and stuff like that. Of course, right? For women, you buy them nice clothing and jewelry, okay? V'hanashim, of course, Oakland basar v'shos inyayin, right? But men, we eat meat and drink wine. She'ein simcha el basar v'ein simcha el b'yayin. Okay, ukshihu ochel v'shoseh, chayv l'hachil l'ger l'yosem l'omana im shar haniyim ha'amlalim. Now, it's important to know that when a person engages in these festive meals, he also has to make sure that he feeds those who are destitute, including converts, orphans, and widows, etc. Aval misha noa delasos chatzera v'ochel v'shosu v'na v'ishto v'namachel mashkin laniyim l'mari nefesh ein zeh simchas mitzvah simchas kreso. But if a person locks his doors and doesn't invite anyone in and has a private meal and has no interest in sharing his food with those who are underprivileged, it's not simchas mitzvah, but it's rather the simcha of his stomach, of his gut. Val elu ne'amar zivchem kilcham onim lahem kol ochle vitamu kilachmam lenafsham. V'simcha kazu kolon hi lahem shenemar v'zarasi perish apanechem perish chagechem. So this simcha, in order for it to work, has to be one where you are spreading the food, so to speak, or giving the food to those who are not as privileged as you are. Okay, lachia tes, afapi shachil shasiyo mumodos b'chal mitzvah saseh, right? So even though it's a mitzvah to go ahead and eat and drink on Yontov, lo yeh ochel v'shoseh kol yom kulo. You're not supposed to eat and drink the entire day. Elakachia does. Rather, this is the ideal way to do things. Baboker mashkimin kol al lebatik nesses batim drashos umispalim akor b'torah binyan yom lechozum matayim v'oklin. This comes right from the Gemara. So what does a person do? He wakes up in the morning, goes to shul, or the base medrash, davins, lanes, okay, then goes home and eats. And then what you do is you go learn until chatzos. After half the day is gone, then after chatzos, you daven mincha, you go back home, and you eat or drink the rest of the day. This is called the idea of chatzi lashem, the chatzi lachem, and the Rambam lays it out exactly how it's supposed to work. Okay? Let's do one more. Lachachav, kishadam ocha v'sho says sameach v'rego lo yimshach b'yayin v'schok v'kalas rosh. But when a person's festive, he has to be careful, okay? Don't drink too much. Don't get too much kalas rosh, too much levity. V'yomar shekomi sheyosef ezeh yar b'mitzvah simcha sheshichros v'schok harbe v'kalas harosh eina simcha elaholos v'sichlos. Right? So you have to be careful in all this drinking. A person shouldn't get drunk because when you go overboard, it leads to all sorts of problems. The lunit stavenu al holos vesichlos. We're not commanded in stupidity. El ala simcha sheish ba'avodas yotzer akol. And in this happiness, we're really there to serve God. Shneamar tacha shelovata shemchecha besimcha tu levav halomata shavoda besimcha. Right, the efshar lavodas Hashem lo mitok slok lo mitok kalos rosh lo mitok shichros. And as we know, you can't serve God being either drunk or in a state of too much frivolity. Rather, it has to be out of pure simcha. And finally, one more halacha. The Rambam says in halacha chaf aleph, chayavim beizin lahamid shochin baragalim. And therefore, beizin was obligated to actually appoint special police officers on the regalim. Shayu misavin mechapsin beganus and pradesim val naharo. So they would search around through the gardens and the orchards and by the rivers. Why? Because you're very concerned about the men and women in this state of festivity and frivolity getting together. So they had the, for lack of a better term, the Negia police. They were out in force in Yantav. Right? And people should be warned about this in general. That they should be warned about having these festivities between men and women in houses. And they shouldn't go overboard in wine, lest they violate an Isser.